Jason Ferris was visiting Longmont for work on March 11 when someone allegedly performed a U-turn and struck him with their car. Ferris works for Southeast Systems, which is doing some construction work by Oscar Blues. He had been in Longmont for 6 days when he and a work colleague, Kyle Waldie, decided to go out for the night. The two men went to the speakeasy where they danced and watched a concert. According to Ferris, he was drunk, but not too drunk. However, there was a point in the night when he stops remembering what happened. He believes he sat his drink down at the club and it was soon after that his memory of the night stopped, he said. According to Waldie, Ferris was really drunk and was trying to pick a fight with him. They got kicked out of the speakeasy and Waldie tried to convince Ferris to return to their hotel. Waldie said, Ferris refused and was yelling at him, then Ferris began yelling, drunken slurs, at a man walking in the alley behind the speakeasy. Waldie had had enough and decided to walk back to his hotel, leaving Ferris to fend for himself. He said he did not see Ferris get hit by the car. Ferris has no memory of this. What happened next is still a mystery that the Longmont Police Department is trying to solve. According to the police, a witness saw a car, which is believed to be a station wagon, make a U-turn in the 300 block of Kaufman Street and then run over Ferris. Ferris was dragged under the car and came out the backside, Ferris said he was told by investigating officers. A witness called 911 and Ferris was taken to UC Health Long's Peak Hospital where he spent 3 days as a John Doe, he said. He has no recollection of those 3 days. After being released from the hospital, he returned to his hotel room and called his mother, who arranged for a family member to drive from Texas to Colorado to pick him up. Ferris has no idea how he got back to his hotel and had lost any paperwork from UC Health to indicate what his injuries had been. After returning to Texas, he visited a hospital and was diagnosed with an open fracture to his nose, scalp lacerations, bruises to his arm, hip and leg, and blunt force injury, according to the hospital document. His injuries have kept him bound to his bed, he said. Also, the doctors have advised Ferris to return for an MRI after the swelling has gone down to see if other injuries exist, he said. The incident has left Ferris feeling afraid to go into public, he said. According to his mother, Wendy Calvert, Ferris has expressed concern about returning to a job that would require travel, although it is the only profession he has ever known. Ferris and his family believe that the person who hit him with their car did so with the intention of hurting him. He wants to understand why, if he can, and to protect others from a similar situation. This person is still out there and there is another weekend coming up. Somebody that is going to get away with something like this one time is going to try to do it a second time if they did this out of the meanness of their heart, Ferris said. The Longmont Police Department is investigating the situation. Should you or someone you know have any information on this case, please call 303-651-8501 and reference number 232327.